Today on the Just Read podcast, we're going to read Joshua chapter 13, verses 1 through 23. In this week's readings, we are moving forward to read about the division of the Promised Land. Let's begin by reading Joshua chapter 13, verses 1 through 23. Now Joshua was old and advanced in years when the Lord said to him, "You are old and advanced in years, and very much of the land remains to be possessed. This is the land that remains, all the regions of the Philistines and all those of the Geshurites, from the Shihor, which is east of Egypt, even as far as the border of Ekron to the north, it is counted as Canaanite, the five lords of the Philistines, the Gazite, the Ashdodite, the Ashkelonite, the Gittite, the Ekronite, and the Avite to the south, all the land of the Canaanite and Me'arah that belongs to the Sidonians, as far as Aphek, to the border of the Amorite, and the land of the Gebelite, and all of Lebanon, toward the east, from Baal-gad below Mount Hermon, as far as Lebo Hamath, all the inhabitants of the hill country from Lebanon, as far as Misrephoth-Maim, all the Sidonians, I will drive them out from before the sons of Israel. Only allot it to Israel for an inheritance, as I have commanded you. Now therefore, apportion this land for an inheritance to the nine tribes and the half-tribe of Manasseh." With the other half-tribe, the Reubenites and the Gadites received their inheritance which Moses gave them beyond the Jordan to the east, just as Moses the servant of the Lord gave to them. From Aroer, which is on the edge of the valley of the Arnon, with the city which is in the middle of the valley, and all the plain of Medeba, as far as Dibon, and all the cities of Sihon, king of the Amorites, who reigned in Heshbon, as far as the border of the sons of Ammon, and Gilead, and the territory of the Geshurites, and Maachathites, and all Mount Hermon, and all Bashan, as far as Salekah, all the kingdom of Og in Bashan, who reigned in Ashtaroth and in Edrei, he alone was left of the remnant of the Rephaim, for Moses struck them and dispossessed them. But the sons of Israel did not dispossess the Geshurites or the Maachathites, for Geshur and Maachath live among Israel until this day. Only to the tribe of Levi he did not give an inheritance. The offerings by fire to the Lord, the God of Israel, are their inheritance, as he spoke to him. So Moses gave an inheritance to the tribe of the sons of Reuben according to their families. Their territory was from Aroer, which is on the edge of the valley of the Arnon, with the city which is in the middle of the valley, and all the plain by Medeba, Heshbon, and all its cities which are on the plain, Dibon, and Bamoth Baal, and Beth Baal Meon, and Jahaz, and Kedemoth, and Mephaath, and Kiriathaim, and Sibma, and Zereth Shahar on the hill of the valley, and Beth Peor, and the slopes of Pisgah, and Beth Jeshimoth, even all the cities of the plain, and all the kingdom of Sihon, king of the Amorites, who reigned in Heshbon, whom Moses struck with the chiefs of Midian, Evi, and Rechem, and Zur, and Hur, and Reba, the princes of Sihon who lived in the land. The sons of Israel also killed Balaam, the son of Beor, the diviner, with the sword among the rest of their slain. The border of the sons of Reuben was the Jordan. This was the inheritance of the sons of Reuben, according to their families, the cities, and their villages. That was Joshua chapter 13, verses 1 through 23. Although the land had not yet been completely conquered, it was sufficiently conquered so that Israel could begin dividing it. This reading reminds us of some things we've already read in the book of Numbers and Deuteronomy, that the Reubenites were given land on the east side of the Jordan River. Thank you for reading with me.